Okay, Rabbi Simon Tov Resh Chof Tes. We're going to be learning more items which qualify or do not qualify as a schach. Qualifies or don't qualify as schach. So we discussed yesterday the rules applying to, it needs to be disconnected from the ground. If something grows from the ground, yet now disconnected from the ground, it needs to be something which is not mekabel tumah. So Sivdala teaches us in page 176, Sichu b'pishton, I know we did that. That's the flax. Sifetz chavolim shel pishton, which are ropes made out of flax. I think many ropes are made out of flax. No, the I think sometimes they're synthetic, but often they are made out of flax. Shel pishton psula rope. If you just want to use ropes on top of the schach, that's no good. Shel gemi, if you're using rubber, v'shel siv ksher, it's going to be kosher. So the reason why is ropes no good? Yeah, it's processed. It's a kli already. Sure, it's a kli. Something which is you're using that as a. It's a kli. It's something which you're using has got purpose to it. It's a kli, and therefore it will be possible. Save vav, we're going to have to look at properly because that's very relevant to most sukkahs, to most of our sukkahs. What do you use for schach, gentlemen? Machzeres. You do, yeah. That what used for schach? The bamboo? Yeah, so I don't know why it's gone completely out of fashion.
It's just laurel.
Used to what? Used to be what?
Laurel leaves.
Of course, yeah. It used to be until, I don't know, everybody used to have the... Yeah, this bamboo is very recent.
Far easier to buy.
Far easier, yeah. People are getting lazy. I mean, I myself included, you know, I mean, make no mistake, but it used to be that schach used to be look like schach.
It's not a sukkah.
It's not a sukkah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But the truth is that for many, many, many years, you used to put. You know, it used to be. Yeah, it leaves. So now, who's got that? Who's got that? Nobody. Of course. Yeah. So so I also. I remember as a child, you used to come with these lorries and these bundles. You buy your paper bundle and you put. That's what. And by the end of sukkah, sometimes we got a bit iffy a little bit already. So, but now everybody's got the bamboo. Yeah, it's definitely more convenient.
It's the primary that, and this would last forever.
Last forever. It's more price efficient. It's cheaper because they last. And it's also a lot cleaner in a way. It's a lot cleaner because the leaves sometimes, who knows what would come down into your soup. So it's definitely more. Although, having said that, there is some very, very small insects in them as well. So you've got to be careful with that as well. But it's not so posh. It's not so posh. I know it's kosher. Of course it's kosher. It's mehuda and everything. But there is a bit of a background question to it. What is a background question to the bamboo?
Well, I suppose it's
processed. Yes. And...
you would have thought maybe it's a
clean
because it's not
an issue. Good, yeah, clean. Good, yeah, good. Why is clean? What kind of clean? What purpose would it serve? If you wouldn't use it for schach, what would you do with it?
It's hollow.
I think you'd use it for something else. If you'd have this, if you'd see some, if the random guy sees this, let's say you roll it open, yeah. What is he going to do with it?
Burn it.
What? No. No. He's going to do something else with it. Yeah, of course he is. He's going to have a picnic on it. He's going to take it into Kenwood and what's called a heath thing. Hampstead Heath. And he's going to and he's going to sit and he's going to have a picnic with a nice cup of tea. So the reality is that you could be using them for lying on, and in many Mediterranean countries, in the pre-mattress days, it's perfect for having a little lie down. Perfect. What else do you need besides a bit of a? So Rabbi Yisai, we're going to see now. There's a bit of a problem with this bamboo. Let's have a look at Sivov, Rabbi Yisai. To the answer bottom page 176. Machzeles shel konim shel kash shipo v'gemi. Machzeles shel konim. You've got this. It's literally machzeles, a mat. Shel konim of bamboo reeds. V'kash v'shipa of a gemi. You've got literally a mat made out of reeds, which is very similar to our equivalent. Now, Bain, so, Zuchnuch's words as follows. Bain Shechalokah, whether it's Bain Shechul Eshchiva, whether it is straight, or whether it's intended for lying down in it. Bain She'eino Chalokah, She'eino Eshchiva, whether it's not really meant for lying down. So you've got a standard mat, which you may or may not use necessarily for lying down. Halacha is as follows. Imiktano, if it's small, we're going to have to define small, but if it's small, stama oimedes leshchiva, it's designed. A small mat is generally designed to be lying down on it. It's a mat, it's a lying down, it's a picnic, it's a sleeping kind of mat, and it's designed for that. Oimedes leshchiva, mekabal estume, it's therefore mekabal tume. Ve'en mesachin bo, and you cannot make a schach, you can't use a schach. Unless you had a very designated intention that this I'm going to use for schach. So we're learning over here as follows. When you have a mat, we've got to look at this mat. What is it meant for? What is it meant for? If it's meant for lying down, then it's not a good schach. It's a kli. It's a mattress. Can't use a mattress as a schach. Now, it's a kli. If it's designed, however, as a roofing material, then surely it should be fine. So if it's designed as a roofing material, it's a schach, it's an excellent schach. It's only become a kli because of that, it's a good schach. Good. So we got there's two stages. Second stage, you're right. First stage is the default. We're going to look at the default of this mat by looking at its size. If it's small, it's probably meant for mat, and therefore it's going to be, possible. If it's large, kind of machzale shel konim, then it's probably designed for roofing, and therefore it's kosher. So the default position, we're going to look at what is the size. If it's very small, it's probably meant for shchiva, and therefore it's possible. If it's very big, it's probably meant for roofing, and therefore it's going to be possible. What happens, however, if it is very small, it's made small, but I had the intention when I manufactured it, or perhaps even when I bought it, I knew that I plan to use it as a sukkah, despite its size. It's meant for schach. What would you say would be the halacha then? Should be okay. Why?
Because it's designated
for schach, so it's okay.
Very good. You said yesterday that the rabbanim made the gezera. Most people do something in one way, then that's... Remember this, they said...
Leuplug? Yeah, what are you referring to?
About something so we had yesterday. Because at one point in time...
Oh, yeah. The Leuplug of something which was once in the Kabbal Tumah. Yeah, that's right. That's it. So therefore... Very good question, that. That's an interesting question.
We don't say all the intention was... No, it's a small mat. We're a Leuplug. It's possible.
Yeah, I think the question is a very good question. I suppose the answer is as follows. The fact that it's small, does that necessarily mean that it's made, that it's into a keli? Does it necessarily mean that it is meant as a lying down mat? It doesn't. It's just that's the default position because of that is. It's a default position. We don't exactly know what it's meant for. We don't know. It looks like it's small, so it's probably meant for a sleeping mat. So therefore, it's going to be mekabel tumah. Now, the fact that I have positive kavona, that clarifies what it's really meant for. So it's different. It's not that it overrules the loy plug. Rather, what it means is that it's just identifying what his mat is really all about. Do you hear the difference? As opposed to over there, it was once at one point for sure my kaval tumah. So it's going to remain my kaval tumah even throughout, even once it's not really clean anymore. The Elim Kenos Sol Eschichu, unless it's designed specifically as a Sichuch, then Shiroi Bnei Oisoir Oisnos El Sichuch. So it depends really on what the majority of people use it for. Vimegdoila, if it is a larger Schach, Stamoy made that if it's a larger mat, Stamoy made this lezichuch. It default is that it's meant for schach. Umesachin bo, and you can, it's meant for roofing, and you can use as schach. Elim kein azol eshchiva, unless it's designed for being done as a shchiva, as a lying down material. Then a sheminig amok mishke, but that's the minig in that particular place. V'hanem ele she'en lo sofa. This is only if there is no particular, what is it called on the edge? There is like a lip. Yeah, a lip. It's like a. If it would be like a surface that would like a lip, then on the side, on the edge, going up, then then it becomes a keli. Then this mat is not only pre-designed for lying down, but it's also mekabel any other things. It's like made sure that nothing else flows out, nothing falls out. So therefore, it's becoming a keli. Whatever happens, if there is a lip around it, I feel him not as fosel misachin. But even if once the lip is it falls away, it's still considered a keli. Hamakom shenagulik v'machzolas begangin shebekein tikkun misachin b'hem. Rabbi Yisai, the question over here is as follows: we got to look at our bamboo schach. Look at what we're seeing now. Is there a problem or not? I mean, we know we can use it, but let's just clarify this first. Where are they made? Yeah, in China, what do people? I didn't think about that. I don't. You mean this? Perhaps use the avizor? Yeah, I never heard that. It's a good point. I never heard that, but something to think about. Yeah, maybe they bow down to the shittles on the mats. Yeah. So it's an interesting point. Why?
I don't think Muslims are very sorry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if it's Muslims, then Muslims, they're not considered a mitzvah. That's true, yeah.
But yeah. Like somebody said, you can have it covered with like mezuzahs, to be made in China.
Mezuzahs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what's the difference then?
You've got to make sure that the mezuzahs that you buy from a true Yeshima.
So
the mats also, you got to be, yeah, let's get there. Let's get you ready. I'm going to get to the same point in you. I want to get to the same point in a minute. So the question is, where did this machzor come from? Probably from China or from, I don't know, somewhere in the Far East, for sure. So the question is, what do they use it for over there? Do they use mats?
Isn't it specifically made, the ones we buy?
Oh, very good. Very good. So what you're saying is the Bismeh, which the Bialocha says. But it's going to be an answer to a question. But you're right. So I want to just point out that there is an ongoing controversy in the contemporary poskim that if you go to very poor countries, such as in the Far East, you will see, I've never been to the Far East, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you will still see people that will use those mats for potentially doing at the leisure. They will, they're going to sleep on it, they're going to lie on it, they're going to eat on it. And these bamboo mats are still used by tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands of people on a regular basis for leisure and not for roofing. Not for roofing purpose. Is that correct, Rabbi Yisai? If it is correct, then we've got a shtickler problem. What is the problem? That this is surely a keli. It's a keli. It's coming from these countries. It's coming from there. And therefore, you could argue that this is mekabel tumah. It's coming from those countries. So what are you going to say? The default is that it's okay? Well, it's not okay because these are purposely made for shchiva. Very good. So the answer is, and that's a beis meir. I just want to make clarify, this is the beis meir that Bialocha brings down. And he says the point you're making. Yeah, what was the point that you made? It's manufactured for the
Israeli market.
Yeah, very good. So the answer is, the Beis Meir had a problem because in those days they seemed to be using it for their wagons. There used to be a market of these bamboo sticks, which were tied together and they were used for their wagons. I don't exactly know how the horse wagons. I don't know the roofing. I'm not exactly sure how they had it.
Don't pandas eat bamboo?
Yeah. So they may do. I don't know. So the question is, if they had a problem there, how could you use those bamboo sticks for which are used for wagons, how can you use them for the sukkah? The answer that Beis Meir says as follows. He says that if they are manufactured, if they are sold, what's the word? It's not really processed. It's not really much processing involved. It's more the...
Curing.
Yeah? Yeah, and the whole it's designated. It's sold as and it's from its beginning, from its early stages. It's made for the market, the schach market. It's made for schach market, not for keli market, not for root, not for lying down market, not for mat purposes, not for lying down purposes. So since it's pre-designed for that, to be halacha, said the words. I'm going to read the words. בפרט שהם גדולים, מה שאין כן דרכם כלל הניחום תורך הגולס, שנסקנו בפירש אצל האום לסך, these are the words, שנסקנו בפירש, they were fixed, they were created, it's not only manufactured, what is the word? They were sourced.
Customized,
that's what it means. Customized etzel ha'uman by the salesperson, by the tradesperson, the sachem for him as making schach. The kshirim and below gimgum, it's kosher according to any every opinion and without any question because it's designed, it's made, it's sold as schach and therefore it's okay. What that means, Abayisai, if you were thinking of making lots of money, which you probably were. And you felt of going to India and going to this huge field of bamboo and just taking them, these cut bamboos, and shipping them over and then selling them as bamboo, we might have a problem. If they were not lechatchila cut and sourced and if it's not from the very beginning made for schach, then you've got a problem. So it's therefore very important, as you said, to buy the ones which are sold with the schach. So you know, people who make fun of, well, why do you need the heksha for that? Why do you need the heksha for that? You know, people who say, why do you need the heksha for a shofar? You're so stupid, you're going to end up eating the shofar. You know, why do you need the heksha for schach? You're going to end up eating the schach. You know, all these sarcastic jokes which come from proper ignorance, from real amratzes. Yes, it does need a heksha, it does need a hashkocha, because the gzeira de rabbonon, that bamboo sticks, random bamboo sticks, may have been manufactured in a country which are used for mats are mekabel tumah, it's posel, it's schach which cannot be used, and therefore we're going to ensure that the schach that we are using have been, from its beginning, from its onset, has been sold and intended for schach, and that's why it needs a hashkocha. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here, which I think is a very important point, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, we're going to leave it over here tonight, Rabbi Yisai, and we're going to carry on Mitzvah Shem tomorrow evening from Seif Zayin. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.